I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Matthew 25:36. Prison is often seen as a place of punishment and separation, but Christ reminds us that even those who are in prison need our presence, our care, and our compassion. This sculpture challenges us to look beyond the physical walls of confinement and recognize the humanity in those who have been forgotten or judged. Let's explore the sculpture together. The fascinating thing about all of these sculptures and the Jubilee and Rome is that I do believe that the scripture, Matthew 25, is the closest scripture to the Holy Father's heart. And to have these visual ambassadors that celebrate this installed permanently around Rome, I think is absolutely very much coherent with this Jubilee specifically. These works of Matthew 25 in this Jubilee, I think, are so much needed today. Our globalized society, though communication is omnipresent, isolation and solitude are becoming very much the common experience for so many people. And part of that consistent solitude that we have within our culture, I think, is the fear of the other, the judgment of the other. In the sculptures of Matthew 25, they push us out of our comfort zone. The scripture challenges us. The scripture of Matthew 25 to see Jesus within the people we do not usually think are meant to be seen in that light. One of the ideas of when I was in prison, you visited me, that haunts me, is how challenging Christianity and Christ is in our world today. A lot of people think that Christianity is just cookies and cream or comfort food. When one reaches Matthew 25, when one sees these sculptures, one realizes that Christianity is not just an ornament. It's a call to action. It's a call to change. When I was in prison, to imagine Jesus as a convicted felon, to imagine the prisoner having some spirituality, so hard for some of us to do. And that's why I do believe that this is one of the most important works within the collection. Perhaps it's easy to see Jesus within a homeless person who never harms anyone, or a sick person who never gets off the bed, but to see Christ in someone who's committed evil, that has committed a sin, who's locked up, that the state does not want, and because it's unsafe to have out there within us, to see Christ, to see anything beautiful in that is indeed a challenge. But that's what Christ demands of us. That is what Christ asks us to do. That Christianity and all of its different representations of Jesus also needs to see the Jesus in the prison to fully understand what Christ wants for us. As you can see here, St. Paul's outside the walls, St. Paul's Basilica, one of the great locations for the sculpture. Wasn't St. Paul himself someone that murdered? Wasn't St. Paul himself someone that was put in prison? To have this sculpture, Cardinal Harvey, who installed this sculpture, suggested that it is the last piece of artwork he wanted people to see as they left St. Paul's Basilica. And I think that is very appropriate. We have to go from this sculpture out into the world and see Christ and see goodness in places that often are exempt or invisible to anything spiritual. It was very difficult to come up with the idea on how to represent when I was in prison, you visited me. I was driving actually to a church for the installation of my sculpture, The Homeless Jesus, and I was listening to the radio and I heard about a horrible, horrendous murder that happened in Canada. And as I was driving, I imagined all the different ways that this evil, evil person could be tortured and punished. And it was right in the midst of this imagination, this fantasy of how his penalty should be and how the torture should be, that I thought, well, what would Jesus want? And then I thought of this person as Jesus. And I thought how difficult that is, how difficult it is to see Christ in some people. And I thought, this is medicine for me. And to actually create a representation of Jesus in prison with his hand outstretched, without even his face being represented, just the wound in the hand. That's medicine for me, and hopefully for you. Because Christianity is not just comfort for us, it's also the challenge to see Christ in places that we are uncomfortable seeing it. Seeing him, this is who he wants. This is how he wants to be represented. This brings us to the final stop in our journey. I hope these sculptures have been something not only to see, but something to feel. An invitation to reflect on compassion in our own lives. One of my favorite quotes is from St. Francis of Assisi. Preach everywhere you go, and if necessary, even use words. Well, here we're using sculpture, we're using art. And I think in today's time, in our culture today, we need as many ways as possible to celebrate, promote, and encourage the ideas of compassion within our society. Art, like faith, is meant to inspire action. And hopefully these pieces will stay with you and be a part of your life tapestry. Thank you for walking with me. May this journey continue in your hearts and in a way you share compassion with the world.